Next item is Coastal Station Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a convenience store with gas pumps and 11,295 square foot building for a restaurant and retail area with site improvements. The plan complies with the required number of parking spaces, loading spaces, and other code requirements. The site is located along Coastal Highway and complies with the landscape required for the combined highway corridor overlay zone. The property is 10.3 acres plus or minus in size. However, only a portion of the site, 5.072 acres, is proposed to be utilized as the convenience store with gas pumps and the 11,295 square foot building for the restaurant and retail area. The property is split zone CR1 and C1. The property is located on the northwest corner of Coastal Highway and Holland Glade Road. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 325.08, and the planning office is awaiting agency approvals.
I have a question before you jump on that.
Go ahead. I've got a few myself.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I was going to ask if we're aware of what plans they have to do with the remainder of the site, because seems wasn't this part of a was this the site where there was discussion about a hotel at one point? Or am I?
So this is one. That's,
this is the tomato
this
state.
Tomato sunshine. Okay, the hotel is further down.
Well, and this is a site. I was just telling Mr. Ross that there's been several plans that have come forward over the years that like never have come to fruition. I think there was a hotel that was going to be built on this site at one point. There was different sorts of retail, different kind of commercial complexes, as I recall. So.
Any future development will actually come before the board through whatever process, conditional use, or a site plan process, depending on whatever the use ends up being.
Thank you.
And where is the split zone?
It's a little bit farther back on the property.
Past this road?
I believe it is past that. Or
the commission did a rezoning.
We rezoned the
eastern part.
Yeah, the back part of that lot.
There was like the first 300 feet from Highway 1, I think was grandfathered highway commercial, and then we did a rezone of the land going towards Upward Church, stopping on what is it, Lands Estate of Delaware?
Yeah,
the split zoning goes well beyond the portion of this site. This site is all in the C1 zoning district.
Okay. And my question, if I might, was just a curiosity. I misplaced my plan, but there's about 160 extra parking spaces than required, is that correct? And just any curious idea of that? What? Parking required 116, parking provided 242.
They just decided to overpark the site. Yeah. They could.
Sounds like mine, Jim.
Parking lot. There you go.
Well,
okay, thank you.
And I'm assuming this no one
ever got angry over having too many places to park.
The entrance would have, I'm going to guess the entrance is like the other entrances that have been discussed tonight. It is a conceptual entrance per DelDOT, and we'll have to have final entrance plan approval prior to final plan approval. But it looks like it's a right in, right out only on along Coastal Highway.
I'd be surprised if they gave any more than that, frankly.
Well, you could do the access from Holland Glade.
You could. I think it shows. Doesn't it show access from Holland Glade
in the back? But it also has one right there.
Must have a good engineer.
Or a hopeful one. Yeah.
Or a hopeful one, yeah. An optimistic engineer, you think?
Considering Coastal Station, my motion is for approval as a preliminary site plan.
Do you want to see that back? Or
do you want to come back? Okay. It's moved and seconded to approve Coastal Station preliminary site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, our next item is lands of Raina Jr. on Coon Den Road. Really? Okay. Minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one new parcel of land with the residual and the creation of a 50-foot easement. The 50-foot easement will go over the existing driveway. The new lot, Lot 1, will be 0.889 acres with the residual of 14.637 acres. There's also a lot line adjustment shown on the plan. The lot line adjustment does not require approval by the Planning Commission. Staff note that variances and special use exceptions may be required for the existing buildings, depending on the type of structure that they could be. If required, they shall be addressed prior to final approval and recordation of the minor subdivision. The property is zoned AR1, and the tax parcels are District 430, Map 3, Parcel 1, 108, and 109, and staff is awaiting approval from DLDOT.
Thank you. Thank you for that information. So this could be approved as a preliminary.
Yes.
You'd see it back if it develops that, as you stated, the variance and special use exemption, then we wait for those to go.
Yes, you can do that if you want to see it back. Yep.
Yes. My preference would be to do this as a preliminary. So, Mr. Chairman, regarding lands of Raina Jr. on Kunden Road, my motion is for approval as a preliminary at this time.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve lands of Raina Jr. on Coon Den Road minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Farmer John B. Calhoun Form, LLC. Minor subdivision with 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of a one new parcel of land with the residual and expansion of an existing 50-foot easement. The 50-foot easement goes over the existing driveway. The new parcel will be 32,825 square feet. The property is located off West Beach Road and is zoned AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 94, and staff is in receipt of DLDOT approval.
Thank you, Ms. Cornwell. Mr. Chairman, regarding a request of Farmer John B. Calhoun Farm, LLC, my motion is for approval for the creation of a lot, existing 50-foot easement on West Beach Road.
Second.
The move is seconded to approve lands of Farmer John B. Calhoun Farm, LLC, minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement.